There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Chris Curtis on WEEI.
Leading up the BC pregame with Meter at 11:30 this morning, the Kenneth Curtis Show.
I have a quick non sequitur.
Back on track, they beat Syracuse today, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Revenge for Diamond Ferry.
It's not been a good revenge week.
No. So speaking of revenge, who enjoyed their team's demise following their absence more? Bill Belichick or Joe Biden?
Joe had a good week, I think.
Oh, did he have a great week. Yeah. That smile was so perfect.
Pelosi blamed him, though, for not bowing out soon.
Of course.
He's probably enjoying that as well. Let's not get down that road, please.
But you agree that he was a happy man.
Yes, I totally agree. As is Bill, very happy. He's got options.
What
He's
if he gets
back.
Joins the cabinet instead of the coaches?
He might be ambassador to somewhere.
Department of Defense, I mean.
Let's go to, let's go to Steve. Steve's mad at me. Go ahead, Steve, in the truck.
Good morning, guys.
How are you?
Ken, I love you. Your father's a Vietnam vet. I'm a Vietnam vet.
Thank you for your service.
You talk condescending so many times, it makes me want to punch the radio.
Yeah,
Don't say that he went to a super team. They had to win their last eight games to do what they did. He taught them how to deal with controversy, that team. They didn't have, who was the running back that year? Tell me that.
Leonard Fournette.
Oh, yeah, he was great that year, wasn't he?
He was pretty good.
He wasn't a 1,200-yard rusher in that year. And they had two good
They had
receivers.
Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. They had Gronk. They had Antonio Brown.
Don't tell me. Yeah, they had Gronk. Antonio Brown did nothing.
Antonio Brown did nothing.
In the Super Bowl, he had a couple of catches. But don't give me the super team.
They had Devin White. They had Levante David. They had Antoine Winfield. They had a great defense.
Ken, your hate for Brady shows through, and Chris is right about that. Chris, you got to take him to task more often.
Again, more often. That's his whole motif.
Yes,
that's all he's built on.
Because you don't get enough criticism for the stupid stuff.
Oh, sorry about that. We seem to lost connection with Steve. I'm not sure what happened there.
Are you going to blame me for that one, too?
Oh, yep. No.
Wow. Woo. No wonder you hate callers not happy with Joe. A little salty. What's going on, Joe?
I like it.
Why are you upset?
I don't like No reason. Okay. I just want to show how upbeat I am.
The Red Sox will sign somebody. Don't worry. Hot stove has just begun. Let's go to Jack in Taunton. Hello, Jack.
Hey, guys. First up, I wanted to say this is by far the best sports talk show in Boston radio. Maybe it's because it's once a week. Maybe it should be on every day, but it's really good to listen to you guys dig down on these issues.
Thank you, Jack.
with regards to Mayo, I mean, I think he may be a leader and he may be great, but last week I thought he really got exposed not going for two. To me, that was the end of my faith in Gerard Mayo for a two-win team. When your defense stinks and you've got their defense out there for that drive the whole time. But lastly, and I think the biggest issue you have with Mayo is that, you know, our owner Kraft compares him to his wife. So I don't see him getting out of that marriage in a year.
Well,
and I think, you know, you guys mentioned politics and Biden. Do you guys Do you see any parallels between kind of Robert Kraft and Joe Biden in terms of not stepping aside and letting somebody else do these marriages?
Yeah, thank you for the kind words, Jack. You make good points. I don't believe that Robert Kraft is going to step aside until he's in the Hall of Fame.
Do you think he is too tied to Mayo to see the forest through the trees?
It's just the latest of all the brilliance that Bill Belichick possesses. No matter how many times I say it was Tom over him, doesn't negate the fact that what he did worked. And a big reason is he didn't, you know, what is it, cash checks before he could pay them off or whatever the hell. He didn't say things that he was
he
unable
to write checks that his behind couldn't cash.
There we go. And I go back to that pregame week three. Amazon, you know, there's the pregame interview that had awful audio quality. And Robert's telling whoever the lady was that he was speaking with that.
To Vi's phone, I think.
He was at an ultrasound. where he said that he knew 5 years ago that he was going to bring in Gerard Mayo. Then I bring up the Charlemagne the God sit down where he says, I fired Bill Belichick. Mm-hmm. Where you spent the off season doing this whole charade.
It was
where
a narrative
was,
shift. They tried to work the media.
But that irritates Bill Belichick, which it doesn't impact Robert.
You should have gone on Rogan, worked for Trump.
But it wasn't that. It was that now Belichick was activated because of my questions to Mayo and because of that, where he was fighting back, causing a large portion of the Patriots fan base to once again feel that sentiment they had in the offseason that they screwed their coach over and putting more just animus or...
Yeah, Bill got the ovation at Brady night.
But it's all of these things, whether it's Elliot Wolf before the combine about how there's good vibes or there's less silos or there's whatever. Well done is better than well said.
There you go.
And what they are doing and what they have done is create something that is already incredibly difficult, insurmountable for some people to take a team from where they are.
Having to fire him.
Where they are. Like, imagine the psychology of that. I didn't enjoy trying. Yes, you did. You loved firing.
I got a nice little hug there at the press conference.
Oh, they hate each other. It's okay. People grow apart. But
let me ask you this, spinning it forward to tomorrow.
But I'm just finishing this. They all make this so hard on themselves.
Yeah.
For no reason other than their own egos.
Definite offseason missteps, no doubt. Tomorrow.
But where do you have faith that they will learn from this and change?
Kraft himself,
the whole part,
For Bill will drive him to have a great offseason.
Then why didn't he spend this past one?
Because he was too caught up in, I don't know. He was too caught up in other things.
If ever there was a time to spend, it would have been to make it look like it was Bill not the entire time.
I think this year was the get right year with coaches to get rid of Bill's staff. They needed a year to turn over the Bill era.
Do you think the fact that Bill wasn't hired and the team had to pay $30 million for him to do nothing impacted their offseason spending?
Yes, I 100% agree with that.
But it's not salary cap.
But that doesn't mean he can't change this coming offseason, and I think they will. And tomorrow, if Drake looks better than Caleb, doesn't that help? You have two quarterbacks, the first pick and the third pick, the first and the third quarterback to go off the board. Jaden Daniels is probably outshining them both. But let's say the Bears look like a mess tomorrow. Drake May carves them up. The Bears are without their safety, Jaquan Brisker. They're without their tackles, I think both tackles tomorrow. You could beat the Bears tomorrow.
Oh, I think they win tomorrow.
Caleb could look horrible. Drake could continue the ascent. Now you're starting to cook.
But it's noon kick, just so they know.
Okay.
Stop, Bear.
And which way's the wind going? Now, what about the two-point conversion? You were critical of Mayo earlier in the week
about
that.
And then what he said on Monday to me about that they had it the whole... Like, it's the... You could just say, yeah, we had a play in mind. We just didn't think it was time for it. But you have to overcorrect into, we knew it was this. We were talking about it for days and weeks ahead. We knew we were... Like, no. It did not strike me that they had any knowledge that they could go for two to win that. And if for no other reason, to protect your team, you don't play any more football. You know that this is the last snap of the game.
Yeah.
Right?
I think they should have gone. The only thing that gives me pause is the fact that Drake May repeatedly has said he was tired and wanted to get to the sideline.
But that was after he called the team out for the wind and then had to put that back in the bottle on Monday. So I think he's gone out of his way to go
I like
away.
Going for two, though. The Bengals tried it and they failed and lost the game, but I like that anyway.
Me too. I just figure it out.
You don't want Lamar was cooking. You don't want to give him time in overtime.
Right.
Let's go to Tom in Vermont. Hello, Tom.
Hello.
Hey, Tom. You're on.
How you doing? You guys are like the bum diggity. You're the best show in town, and you put Felger and Spaz to shame. So my question is about
I agree, Mike.
Robert Kraft.
Yep.
Thank you. Why doesn't Kraft put a crowbar in his wallet and spend some damn money?
I don't know. Tom, it doesn't make any sense. Honestly, I don't get it.
Who spends more, the Red Sox or Patriots this next offseason?
Patriots.
Patriots?
Yeah.
You're hearing all these reports the Sox are going to spend?
Yeah, the Sox are great at reports. They're not good at signing. Who are they going to sign? Who have they signed?
Soto.
Can you imagine you could have had...
Let me tell you.
Go ahead.
This kid, Drake May, he's got a lot of potential. He could eventually be a top five quarterback in the NFL, but you got to make sure he can get there. You got to protect him. You know what I mean?
Yep. You're right about that, Tom.
Amen,
thank
Tom.
You. Thank
great,
you for the kind
great
words.
Mind.
Here's your options for the Red Sox. They're going to get a pitcher.
God, I don't care about the Red Sox.
Roki Sasaki is available. He's going to be posted, age 23. Cheap, $5 million to post for him. Corbin Burns, probably $225 million.
Yep, not going to happen.
Max Fried, $175 million.
Max Fried.
Blake Snell, 4 years, $125 million.
Yep, he's Call
Gets
of Duty.
It done. Jack Flaherty, maybe 5 year, $115.
Feels like he should live in Southie.
Sean Manaea, maybe. Lefty. Yusei Kikuchi. Pavetta.
I don't
Severino.
Want anything to do with Pavetta. What a giant dink he is.
Walker Buehler. I mean, they're going to get.
Is there any more douchey Canadian on the planet than Nick Pavetta?
I like him. He's emotional.
He
you
sucks.
Guys had it out about the pitch
he
clock.
He sucks. He acts like he's freaking Pedro.
At least he's got some life.
What is his life?
He's got passion. I saw him call out my man, Baby Pedro, in person at Fort Myers last year. It was one of the great moments
of the
year.
You don't talk about, you mentioned that with me earlier. Baby Pedro doesn't get mentioned very often.
He had a good finish to the year. He's on the ascent. We're going to surround him with talent just like Drake May. We surround you now with the voice of Joe B. He's got the news.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's
better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Okay, college football play of the week, Curtis. You've been sitting on it long enough.
I need to sit down with Dee because Maya is impeccably behaved.
She has been, I know.
Just sweet, smart,
good
kind.
Job, Maya. Yep.
I don't know how your dad is your dad. James had Diwali at his school.
Good. Very good.
And was talking to
we had
Maya.
A huge Diwali celebration last week. 2 days. And glad James is...
James has already denounced his Catholicism.
Yes.
He's done.
Pick. Come on, give me your pick.
Okay. I think it's at noon. Miami at Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech, three nicknames. Can you name them all?
Jackets.
Yep.
Yellow
yep.
Jackets. And the...
Year one.
What?
Engineers.
The Wreck? The Rambling Wreck?
And the Rambling Wreck.
Yeah.
Bang. They are going to lose by 11 points or more to Miami today. Miami minus 11 is the lock of the year.
They're Miami by... minus 11. Wow.
At Georgia Tech. Undefeated Miami at Georgia Tech. They've had a couple hiccups of late. Remain undefeated. They are going to blow doors.
Do you believe in their quarterback?
No.
As
but I do like
the
their coach
great...
because it's my name in Spanish.
Really?
Cristobal.
Oh, yeah. Cam Ward, maybe the first quarterback off the board next year?
I don't know. Isn't it Shador? Isn't that
I guess
the...
Shador.
I have to hand it to Deion Sanders. We all, you know, it's sort of bizarre how the we all, as Americans, cover things. Like, he gets to Colorado to beat TCU, and he's the greatest coach of all time, and he's reshaped college football. And then in the end of the year, he struggles, and then everybody stops talking about Colorado. And now this year, he's actually done a phenomenal job with that team.
Good for him staying under the radar a bit.
Under the radar, but he's also humble.
He's always humble.
He's going to be a guy that comes. Do you think maybe that's where Jerry Jones goes? Deion Sanders.
Deion to Dallas. That would be good. That would be great.
Ooh, I just thought of that. I mean, has that been brought up? That would be phenomenal. Shadur and Deion.
Yeah, bring them both.
To Dallas. Trade Dak to,
Patriots could work out a trade.
I wonder if
I got a gold jacket that I didn't buy.
What about the Dolphins getting Dak Prescott?
I have every week. I love this guy, Dan Pizzuta, does the quarterback power rankings. I don't know why I get so excited about these.
I don't know.
He
either.
Has Tua back in his top 10. Surprised at that? This is based on overall skill set and production this
Nobody
year.
Actually believes Tua is a top 10 quarterback. That is so dumb.
And he's got Purdy 9. He's got Daniels.
Purdy is 9?
Yeah. Ahead of Stafford.
Of course you like this guy. He's a moron.
He creates discussion. Creates conversation. How about the fact that Drake May is ahead of Caleb in his list?
Right now he's playing better, but I think everybody on the show with Greg said that they would take Drake over Caleb.
Would you take Drake over Herbert? He's got those two neck and neck.
You know what? Yes.
Bang.
I agree with you on that one now.
Well, Herbert's going to, he has a good team around him, and they're going to actually make the playoffs, I think. Chargers could sneak in. They're a bubble, but I think they actually.
Do you think there's a shot that Sean Payton shocks the Chiefs tomorrow? Coming off their Monday night short week for the Chiefs. Mahomes had that bulky ankle.
Yep. He was hobbling around. They're due for a loss. Perfect season's not going to happen.
And isn't it usually a game like that, good defense?
Good call. Now that 3.5. Plus, take the 3.5 or you go money line.
The Chiefs are only minus 3.5?
Oh, at least that's what I saw.
Holy cow, that's wild.
No, I'm sorry. No, what? They don't play the... No.
They play the Broncos tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
I mean, hold on.
8.5, 8.5, 8.5, 8.5.
Forget our whole conversation during the break. 8.5. 8.5.
Money line or 8.5?
I would take 8.5.
Yeah, because it's in Arrowhead. Yeah, that's a good game, 1 o'clock. Also, Steelers and Washington football team, Bucks and Niners. Bucks and Niners is a good game. Sneaky good game.
What's the 425 game tomorrow?
Jets and Arizona Cardinals.
Jets will win that game. Oh, we got Eagles-Cowboys.
Eagles-Cowboys.
That'll be Brady's game, I presume. Lions-Texans. Awesome.
That's a good night game. Would you take Stroud over May?
Yes.
You would?
Yeah.
Really?
He's awesome. He is so good. He's really good.
I love that.
And he's won playoff games.
I love that Mac's in there tomorrow. That's a must-watch game now. Jags-Vikings.
And Tom is actually calling Bucks and Niners.
Is he?
Bucks-Niners.
1 o'clock.
Oh, must be CBS doubleheader.
Bucks plus 6.5 there.
As if World War II wasn't bad enough, Germany gets Giants-Panthers tomorrow.
That's the Baker Mayfield revenge game with Brady in the booth. Baker might point at the booth.
He's done a Tampa game before.
I know. People like you, of course you like him. He's a moron.
Go BC. Let's go. Revenge for
BC
the Orange Bowl.
BC hockey or football, just to be clear?
BC football.
Oh, BC football, okay.
Fall of 2004, one of the worst losses of all time. God, did that suck.
Well, they beat the Cuse today. It's homecoming?
It's here.
Yeah, no. What, is it homecoming?
I thought you said be at the Cuse. That's Syracuse. I was saying revenge for
04. Oh, okay.
Syracuse at home, starting in a half hour. All Meter right. and Cronin.
Meter and Cronin coming up next. Talk to you next week. Good job, Joe.
Good job, Maya.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.